A. City life. It is predicted that 2/3 of the world's population will be living in cities by the year 2030. Many people worry this will lead to increased greenhouse gas emissions and greater environmental damage. A recent study carried out in the UK, however, suggests the reverse may be true.According to the study, well-planned cities can actually have lower CO2 emissions per person than suburban or rural areas. In cities, two of the biggest sources of CO2 are emissions from vehicles and domestic waste. However, environmentalists are now realizing that city planning can play an important role in reducing CO2 emissions.In the U.S. city of Denver, for example, CO2 emissions per person are almost twice those in New York City. This is because Denver is spread out and its residents rely on cars for transportation, while New York City is densely populated and has an efficient public transportation network.
Questions. Number 13. What did a recent study find?Number 14. What is one thing the speaker says about Denver?